From 2 Corinthians, we have a treasure in clay jars. So what is the treasure, and why clay jars? Paul is writing again to the church in Corinth. They are a community of Gentiles, mostly poor and still misunderstanding the message of Paul. Paul is leading a church that is new to the understanding of salvation and grace and forgiveness. This church is not trying to be belligerent. They have yet to understand their role in the Christian faith and mission. It is difficult to visualize a treasure like the love of God without thinking we are something special. The people want to believe they are the treasure and not the clay jars. So you see, Paul is reminding us and them, God came to us, the unworthy sinners. God gives us a treasure of life and salvation we carry with us to all people, not because we are powerful and able to give life, but that we carry the good news of Jesus Christ wherever we go. We are the clay jars, easily broken, fragile, and yet God chooses us to be the vessels of good news. The church in Corinth is not unlike the church today. People today may see the good news as advantage to yield power over others. God gave the good news in the form of submission to the earthly powers only to prove the true power of God over death and sin. We carry with us the most amazing gift from God. Our strength is not from ourselves, but from the one true God who created the heavens and the earth. The one God who created not only once, but continues to create in us and for us all we need for life on earth today and eternally on the last day. We have received a gift in Jesus Christ that we carry to the ends of the earth, teaching all that God has done for us. God opens for us the gate of salvation through the forgiveness of sins at the cross of Jesus Christ. As we go into the world with the treasure we have received from God, we share with others all we have, expanding the family of God. We do not do this for our glory, but we glorify God in all we do. It is because we have the treasure that we go. It is because God is glorified in all we do that the treasure in us is truly a treasure. We are fragile and need God to go with us as we declare the good news. God opens the gate of salvation, not us. The Holy Spirit leading us gives us courage, strength, and even the words we need when others want to come to know God in Jesus Christ. We glorify God by loving others with this treasure of good news. The task given to Paul seems overwhelming, yet he perseveres. We may feel at times we have the same feeling of being overwhelmed, yet God will not leave us and gives us the strength to continue carrying the treasure in our fragile yet capable human bodies. Jesus Christ is the treasure, and God has opened for us the gate that leads to the kingdom of forgiveness and life. Do not let fear keep you from sharing the gift of life with all those you meet along the way. Tell everyone about the open gate of Jesus Christ, so others too may share in the treasures of God. Amen. Let us pray. God of eternal love, you have again shown us how to understand your gift of life. The words of Paul lead us into a relationship with you and your creation. Let us not worry about being as fragile as clay pots, but that we are as strong as the one who leads us, Jesus Christ, our open gate. Amen.